Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, July 15th. One of the most important Senate races of this entire year, the Pennsylvania battle between Fetterman and Oz, has been quiet for the last couple months, but not anymore. Game on. As you may recall, right before the May primary day in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, the Democratic now nominee for the U.S. Senate, suffered a stroke and heart complications that were pretty severe and life-threatening in the moment. You may recall he won that primary from his hospital bed, and he's largely been absent from the campaign trail ever since. Well, just in the last week, Fetterman is starting to emerge slowly. And of course, everyone is watching to see, is he physically healthy enough to handle this major marquee Senate race throughout the rest of this year? And should he win, to handle the job of being a United States Senator and representing the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? So everyone's sort of watching to see. And what we have seen mostly from Fetterman in this time are very carefully edited social media videos or videos put out on his website. And sometimes his speech looks halting. But when he decided to show up at a campaign organizing office in the last week, he seemed pretty steady on his feet. Here was how he sounded at that campaign stop the other day.
I am feeling so great, and we will be back out on the trail soon. We're almost at 100%. So, from the bottom of my heart, honestly, you know, I gotta tell you, it nearly almost was the end of my life, you know? And it's totally changed my life since then. And we know what's at stake in this race right now.
My colleague Jeff Zeleny was in Pennsylvania this week, caught up with one of the voters and activists who was there that day that Fetterman made the appearance, and got this reaction.
It was great to see him. He was, you know, he just looked so vibrant, like he really came through all of those difficult health problems.
Have you been wondering how he's been doing?
Yes, I have.
Now, while John Fetterman has been recuperating, there has been some Republican hand-wringing and worry about Mehmet Oz, the celebrity doctor who won the Republican Party nomination in this critical Senate contest. I mean, the entire control of the United States Senate could hinge on this one contest in Pennsylvania. And the concern was, why was Oz not taking full advantage of having sort of a sidelined opponent for the pivot from the primary to the general? Remember, he was the Trump-endorsed candidate in the primary. He ran very far to the right, but now it's time to appeal to a broader general election audience in a battleground state like Pennsylvania that Joe Biden just won a couple years ago. And doing that pivot and broadening the appeal after the primary is a critical mission for the Oz campaign if it's going to be successful this fall. And there was a lot of Republican concern about if Oz was squandering this opportunity. And now what we are seeing is that this is a campaign ready to be fully engaged, because with Fetterman emerging ever so gently back onto the campaign trail, the Oz folks are saying, hey, game on. If you're emerging now, we can go full bore into campaign mode. You're not just sort of a medical patient outside the realm of politics now. And the Oz campaign launched this video this week.
I'm glad Fetterman's healthy, so we can worry less about his heart and his hoodie and more about the crazy leftist ideas in his head.
That's Oz and his team sort of coaxing Fetterman back into the ring. And the Fetterman campaign is not staying shy from engaging in this political moment with Oz. As you may know, one of the sort of knocks against Oz that the Fetterman campaign and Democrats have been pursuing nonstop throughout the primary season, and it looks like it's going to be a key part of the messaging going forward, is this notion that Oz is a carpetbagger. He lived in New Jersey for years and years and years, has a home there, and is returning to Pennsylvania purely for political opportunity. The Fetterman campaign was sort of trolling Oz over some summer weekends at the Jersey Shore with those banner ads sort of mocking Oz as a New Jerseyan and not a Pennsylvanian. And now, do you remember that reality show, Jersey Shore? Well, Snooki is available on Cameo to do some appearances, and the Fetterman campaign seems to have made use of that.
I heard that you moved from New Jersey to Pennsylvania to look for a new job. And personally, I don't know why anyone would want to leave Jersey because it's like the best place ever and we're all hot messes. Don't worry, because you'll be back home in Jersey soon. This is only temporary. So good luck. You got this and Jersey loves you. Mwah.
This is all happening as we are starting to see the fundraising reports from the second quarter, the quarter that ended June 30th, beginning to emerge. At least on the Democratic side, the Fetterman campaign has announced that he raised $11 million in the second quarter. That is an eye-popping number for a Senate campaign. And remember, half of that time, he was sidelined and not able to actually appear in person at fundraisers and what have you. He has an enormous grassroots donor base that the campaign touts as evidence of why they think they're going to be successful in this effort. As of this recording on Friday afternoon, we haven't seen yet Mehmet Oz's second quarter fundraising haul. They haven't announced it yet, and the paperwork is not due at the FEC until midnight tonight. But we await to see sort of the battle for campaign cash between these two and if there's a big discrepancy between Fetterman and Oz that may impact this race going forward. Of course, Oz is independently wealthy and has expressed a willingness to invest in his own campaign. And just remember, as I said, the entire control of the United States Senate may hinge on this one race. It is currently held by Republican Pat Toomey. He's retiring. This is one place where Democrats believe they have an opportunity to flip a seat, to actually pad their majority a bit, which, if you've been following the latest drama surrounding Joe Manchin, Chuck Schumer would love to emerge from this election season with a couple more Democrats so that every agenda item is not dependent upon Joe Manchin getting on board with it with the rest of the Democrats. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bowe and Anna Sterla. We'll be back Monday.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.